And it took for things to turn around for me, it took three little words from my wife, Lisa. We got married very young, but when I was 28, she said three words to me that changed everything in my business and in my life. And they were, "Terry, I'm pregnant."
That does change your life. God,
true story. I mean, the only thing I changed in my business was my mindset, because when she said that, I instantly decided I'm not going to bring a child into this world and be, living just paycheck to paycheck. It was horrible. And I felt bad doing it to my wife. And I decided I need to fix this. And so I got proactive. I learned how to run a business and I changed everything I was doing. And by the time my son was born, 8 months later, I had doubled my income already.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm your host, Morris Sims. I have over 35 years training sales professionals who are actually business owners. And now, hey, I'm focused on helping those business owners run their businesses more effectively and efficiently in today's very fast-paced, ever-changing world. So on this show, we're going to interview some great business leaders and give you practical ideas that you can use today. So, hey, stick with us, please. We've got great things coming out, and it's going to happen right now. Begg is our guest today on the Business of Sales. We're really pleased to have him with us. Terry is an author and does some great work about attracting and keeping customers. Boy, that's something we all want to do, right? Terry, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. Tell me about attracting customers and keeping them for life.
Okay. The book really just happened because my business, I've owned my painting business now. I'm in my 43rd year, and I started it right out of high school, and I was a train wreck. Just everything went wrong. I was just, the only jobs I was getting is where I was the lowest bidder. I was fighting it out in low price wars with the competition. I just didn't even know what I was doing, but I wouldn't give up on it. And it took for things to turn around for me, it took three little words from my wife, Lisa. We got married very young, but when I was 28, she said three words to me that changed everything in my business and in my life. And they were, "Terry, I'm pregnant."
That does change your life. God,
true story. I mean, the only thing I changed in my business was my mindset, because when she said that, I instantly decided I'm not going to bring a child into this world and be, living just paycheck to paycheck. It was horrible. And I felt bad doing it to my wife. And I decided I need to fix this. And so I got proactive. I learned how to run a business and I changed everything I was doing. And by the time my son was born, 8 months later, I had doubled my income already. And over the course of the next year, doubled it again. And the only thing I really changed for the most part was my mindset, how I thought about my customers.
That's amazing. And you're absolutely right. Those three little words or that little body coming into your life does change your thinking significantly in all sorts of different places.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me realize it isn't the physical part necessarily that makes you successful. Sometimes it's the mental aspect.
Oh, absolutely.
I had the ability to do the things I did after I knew that, but it took that for me to decide to, I'd had enough. It's time to make this work and to take my business seriously.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter was born and I decided to go from being a chemical engineer to go sell life insurance. So I understand change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Terry, tell me what you began to do differently with this new mindset.
I started, instead of, just trying to come off looking like I knew what I was doing with my customers, I would just level with them. I practiced transparency and I told them where I was at in my situation. But then I didn't say, "If you just trust me," because that's kind of I don't trust someone that says, "Trust me." So what I would say to them is, "If you just give me a chance, I'll bust my butt for you. I won't work for anyone else. I'll do you the job that I promise. And I'll even do more." And people started to give me a chance. And as I learned the business and I got better at it, I was able to raise my prices more and communicate with my customers more, because I realized that they weren't necessarily looking for the the very best painter out there in the world, or even the cheapest. They just wanted someone that they could trust and someone they could build a relationship with. And that was the big takeaway for me. Once I figured that part out, I focused on that even more, and everything, every year would get better and better. Now my business is so strong. I haven't advertised since 2012, and I still turn away as many jobs as I take every year.
Boy, that's great, man. You can't beat that. That's wonderful. Tell us what we can do to get moving in that direction, man. I mean, our audience is mainly financial services professionals who are out there doing professional sales. How can we help them get better at it?
Well, what worked for me, I broke my book down into four pieces, what I call the four abilities. And they're really soft selling skills or interpersonal skills. But the premise of the whole thing is on the four abilities being likability, believability, trustability, and wowability. And the first three, they were sort of selling skills. The wowability is what I call referrals on steroids, because you just blow your customer away with service. But once I started, what forced me to do that is the fact that I hated selling so bad. I had someone in my family who was a used car salesman, and I hated the idea of selling people. It just felt manipulative to me. And that's why I developed this system or this process, so it doesn't feel like I'm selling, but even more so my customers, they don't feel like they're being sold, because they're all about just building the relationship, helping them see that I'm the real deal and I follow through on what I say I'm going to do. And that's been it. Just building a business based on integrity was so powerful, because there really wasn't anyone else doing anything like that around here. And I found certain little things I could do and say that the others could too, but no one else was, that really caused my business to just separate itself out from everyone else. Little things like what I call risk reversal. You know, I guarantee them they'd be happier. I wouldn't turn a bill in until they were. And it was things like that that seemed to make the difference.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show. Well, I think it's always the case. It is always about building relationships. We want to be on the same side of the table with our customer. We're here to help, to add value. And that's what we do as professional salespeople. So, hey man, I'm with you 100%. Those are great ideas, Terry. Tell me more about communicating value and charging what you're worth.
Communicating value. What helped for me was first to figure out what is it that they really value the customers do. You know, of course they valued a good paint job, but I started questioning them, asking them to fill out a feedback form or for a testimonial. And the things that they would say, and on my testimonial form, I only asked two questions, and they're both set up to elicit a positive response. Like, what did you most like about our service? Or could you name one or two things that really stood out? And I was surprised to see that very few of them ever said anything about, we did a nice paint job. The things they would talk about is that I was easy to talk to, or my crew was real receptive to ideas and feedback and touch-ups and things like that. It was all those little things that was making such a big difference that I never even thought would make a difference. They just, it's hard to explain, because I just couldn't, until I really saw that in writing with it, they were saying that I learned that this is what they really want. They want somebody that will do what they promise and go out of their way to make sure that they're happy and just have a conversation with them. And because so few of the people in my industry would do that. And it was sort of an easy sale, but it seems like the more I would do that, the more they would use me. They refer me to others. And because of that, like I said, I don't spend any money on advertising anymore. But if I hadn't been handing out that testimonial form and asking them, what is it that they really value in a service? that I wouldn't have known, because it just never would have thought that some of those things would be that big of an issue. But it turns out that they were. And because of that, now when I meet with a customer, I tell them that they don't take any risk by hiring me, because I won't turn a bill in until they tell me they're happy. And I don't even ask them to sign a contract. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but I've only ever had one person burn me on that in over 5,000 homes that I've painted. And what I found is just people, they're not looking to beat you out of a paint job or out of a buck. They just want you to do what you promise. And when they see I would do exactly what I promised in the time frame that I allowed, that they were more than happy to pay me. And business is just so much easier when you can work it like that, I found.
Those are all great, great, important points, Terry. But I want to hone in on something real quick that you mentioned. You painted 5,000 houses?
Well, like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, but we created a system or a process so we can turn a job over in about one day, sometimes a day and a half. And we do that because we use a sprayer. We mask and spray certain types of homes, like aluminum-sided homes and cedar-sided homes. So we're in and out real quick. I find I was getting so much business that I couldn't do it all without adding a second or even a third crew. And I didn't like doing that. That just wasn't. I wanted to be there with the customers. So instead of going bigger, I just decided to zero into my focus on what we do best and make our best money doing. And that's how we're able to do so many homes. We usually can do about 100 every summer here in Ohio.
Wow, that is outstanding, man. That is just really, really cool. Tell me about how you do connect with people nowadays, or maybe how you did getting to where you are today. Is social media important to you?
I do a little bit of that, but not really. I have a website, and I don't consider that advertising. It's more like a video brochure for me. But what does help me get work right now is referrals, as I said, and my testimonials. If you go to my website, you'd see dozens and dozens of what people had to say. People could just scroll forever on there and see that I've made a lot of people happy, and that's been huge. When they can see other people like themselves have had a good experience working with us, or check my Better Business Bureau rating, and just look at reviews on Porch Yelp, things like places mm-hmm. like that, the Better yeah. Business Bureau, yeah. I have a good rating. So all those little things that would just show the customer that we're the real deal, because they are taking a chance when they hire, especially when you're buying a service, because like financial services, you're selling the invisible, right? So it's pretty much the integrity of the person making the claims, I think, is what really it boils down to. And anything you could do to make yourself more legit in the eyes of your customer, it has got to be a positive thing.
Our sponsor this week is Mindy Audlin, and she has a question for you. Do you ask yourself what if questions? And when you do, are you asking worst case questions? You know, what if the sky falls kind of things? That's called what if down. But what if it all goes right? That's what if up. Mindy Audlin's new book, I got to tell you, I couldn't put it down. You'll want your own copy. It's called What If It All Goes Right. It's on Amazon in paperback, Audible, and Kindle versions. But here's the bonus. What if upping is so much fun that there's a club? You can find resources and more at the nonprofit What If Up Club at whatif.org. That's whatif.org. Pretty easy, right? So please support our sponsor. You can find Mindy Audlin at whatif.org. I am a card-carrying member of the What If Up Club. Oh, and by the way, the music you hear in the background, well, that's Amy Scruggs singing her new release titled, you guessed it, What If It All Goes Right?
Chase your dream, it changes your whole life. Yeah, what if it all goes right? What if you jump on a trampoline and touch the sky? Grab a cloud as it passes by. You might fall. You might fall.
Oh, it is, that's for sure. No doubt about that. That's a definite. So, Terry, are you still painting houses, or are you just writing books and helping other people?
I still love what I do. I wrote the book, but I still paint houses, and can't wait to get started this spring again. you know, I'm slowing down a little bit on that. And I like to spend more time now going into the educational side of the business and helping other business owners grow their business. So, but I am still painting, to answer your question. Yes.
That's great. Glad to hear it. Terry, leave us with one really good hack that you use to run your business more effectively and efficiently.
One good to run efficiently. I'm right there with my guys every day. We have a conversation every morning about what the plan is because we're usually on a new house every day. So communication is really big. And it's not just communication with my crew. You know, I make sure that they're engaged and they communicate with the customer too. So we're all always talking, making sure everybody's on the same page, making sure if it is a multiple day job, I check in with the customer every day and say, how are we doing? How are you liking things? Is it all going well? So just keeping that open line of communication. That's the thing that I notice the most, especially when you're selling a service, you're selling the invisible. Being right there for them and whenever they need you, or being ready to answer any questions that they have. And if you don't know the answer, let them know, you'll find out and get back to them. But I would say keeping that open line of communication with everyone involved is huge.
Yeah, I would agree completely, man. Makes perfect sense. Terry, I tell you what, I've never had the opportunity to speak with a professional house painter before, and I have just really learned a lot. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us how you built your business.
Oh, it's been an honor being here with you. And, you know, if I could ever answer any other questions or have you back, please feel free to. I'll be more prepared. I wasn't as prepared as I would have liked to have been today, but I had a great time, and I'm so grateful for your time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Attract and keep customers for life. Four abilities to build trust, communicate your value, and charge what you're worth by Terry Begg, B-E-G-U-E. His website is Terry Begg, B-E-G-U-E, TerryBegg.com. Give it a look and go see all those testimonials. It's amazing what Terry's been able to accomplish there. And you can pick up his book right there on his website. Terry, again, thank you so much for being with us today on The Business of Sales.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a wonderful time.
Absolutely. You're welcome, my friend. And for everybody else out there, y'all go out and make it a great week. Go see some more people. Have another call today before you go home. And I'll talk to you next week on The Business of Sales.